thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together as a tribal council, Lord, and do business on the tribe's behalf, Lord. Lord, we ask just for your guidance and for your wisdom this evening, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you just be with each and every single one of us, each and every single one of our households, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you've done for us, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Roll call, second speaker, David Hill.
Speaker, Lucian Tyson.
Present.
Representative Dale Beaver.
Present.
Representative Pete Beaver.
Present.
Representative Patrick Freeman.
Here.
Representative Joyce Deere.
Present.
Representative Johnny Green.
Present.
Representative Randall Hicks.
Present.
Representative Robert Huff.
Present.
Representative James Jennings.
Here.
Representative Adam Jones.
Here.
Representative Thomas Eniola Osborne.
Present.
Representative Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Representative Mark Randolph.
Present.
Representative Rufus Scott.
Here.
Representative Travis Scott.
Here.
David Hill is here. Speaker at 16 present. No absent.
16 present, 0 absent. Constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next item on the agenda, presentation of business. Principal Chief James R. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Call this session in order to conduct two pieces of legislation.
I think you have turned on right there, Chief. Thank you.
Tonight we have two order, items of business under order of business TR18-083, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Sky McNeil to serve on the Muscogee Creek Nation Public Gaming Commission, and TR18-084, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Christopher Collins to serve on the Muscogee Creek Nation Public Gaming Commission.
Thank you, Chief. Next item on the agenda, the order of business. Rep. Bill.
I make a motion to move TR-084 to the top until Ms. Sky Neal.
Rep. Hill made a motion to move TR-18-084 to the top of the agenda. For a second. Second by Rep. Hicks. Discussion?
Mr. Speaker, with regard to TR 18-084. We do have Mr. Collins here available, so I'll ask him to come up. And,
Chief, we got to finish the motion to move that up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Any more discussion on the motion? The motion is to move TR 18-084 to the top of the agenda. Roll call vote, please.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huft?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomas Eniola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Speaker, you got 15. Yes, 0 no.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion passed. TR 18-084, a tribal resolution, the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Christopher Cohen to serve on the Muscogee Creek Nation Public Gaming Commission. Sponsor Joyce Deere.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Deere, seconded by Representative Pete Beaver. Discussion. Chief.
Mr. Speaker, should have in the packets a resume for Chris Combs, and he is here in the labor room, so I'll have him.
Thank you, Chief. Good evening, Mr. Combs. How are you?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being here.
I want to thank you and Chief Floyd and the council for inviting me here.
Thank you.
My name is Chris Combs. I'm from Shawnee, Oklahoma, originally. I am a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation through my great grandmother. I am extremely grateful for the opportunity to be here tonight. I look forward to the opportunity to serve the tribe. Their interests as a member of the Gaming Commission. And I'm more than happy to answer any questions that the council may have.
Thank you, Mr. Combs. Questions for Mr. Combs? Representative Hicks.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Combs, can you just briefly explain or give us the background?
Yes.
In gaming?
No, I do not. I do not in the gaming arena. However, I have been practicing attorney for the last respect to the regulations and laws and conditions of the
Thank you, Representative
Hutton. Yeah, because I know you're lawyers. I know you've heard the laws and yourself pretty familiar with things. Are you, have you read the IGRA or NIGC legislation?
I have, although I'll confess, I have not read it as closely as I would like. I have passed through it twice, but obviously part of serving on the commission would be to read that very thoroughly, be familiar with what it requires, and what would be in the best interest of the tribe to make sure that we're effectuating our interests in the Gaming Commission regulations
I think it's next operation.
Thank you, Representative Brian Dixie.
Thank you, Vicar. Have you did any research as far as the new compact that is may come forth as far as the dice games and such?
I have not as yet. I have done a little bit of internet research to understand some of the basic issues involved in it, but I have not read up on that as we stand here tonight. But obviously,
going to lead up to doing the research on the compact, and hopefully we have somebody that will maybe negotiate a little bit better. Right now it's 10%, I believe, 10% that we pay to the state, and we as a tribe, actually the state of Oklahoma and California are the two only states that have actually been successful with gaming, and to me it seems like we should be making the calls and not the state. So,
sure. I am a little bit familiar with the interplay between obviously the federal government, the state government, the compacts, and the tribes. And that would be something that I'd be extremely interested in reading a better understanding so that I would be able to discuss what's best for the tribe moving forward with renegotiating or talk about renegotiating that as the circumstances may be.
Thank you, Representative Dix. Representative Randolph.
Can you tell me how you learned about this position?
Correct. Yes. Through the Sovereignty Symposium, I was informed that there was an opening and that the tribe was interested in expanding the diversity, essentially, of the commission to include various members of the tribe, obviously, members of the tribe, and also members of the business community, legal community, particularly members of the tribe that maybe have not been as involved with the tribal activities to this point. I have not been as involved with the tribe, and that's something I'd like to change. I had part of my law school paid for by scholarships from the tribe. My great-grandmother, as I mentioned, was a tribal member. Unfortunately, her father passed away when she was very young, and her mother followed shortly thereafter. So she did not grow up heavily involved in the tribe because she was raised by a step parent and was subsequently sent to an Indian school, which is the Chiloco school. And so much of our involvement with the tribe has been very limited, and I'd like to change that.
Could you give us your definition of sovereignty?
Tribal entity as a group, as a people, is a sovereign group that is entitled to enforce its own laws, its own policies, its procedures, separate and apart from the state, and to an extent, the federal government. And I believe that the tribal members themselves have a right to convene, much as we are here tonight, and to make their own rules, propagate their own decisions, of course, with respect to gaming, business operations themselves. So I view gaming as sovereignty as the right to, I guess, self-determine, to make your own decisions that affect you, that affect your people, and the members of the office.
Thank you.
Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Randolph. Any other questions? Mr. Combs? Mr. Combs, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasine Yohola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. Mr. Combs, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next item on the agenda will be TR18-083, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Sky McNeil to serve on the Muscogee Creek Nation Public Gaming Commission, sponsored Joyce Deer.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Deer, second by Representative Pete Beaver. Discussion. Chief Floyd.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I have to Ms. Sky McNeil here. And the resume should be in the packet as well. I'll invite her down and present herself and be available for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chief. Good evening, Ms. McNeil. How are you?
Good to see you.
Thank you very much for being here. Can you please tell us about yourself, please?
Absolutely. I'm Sky McNeil. I'm from Bristow. I'm a member of the Creek Nation. My family lives in Bristow. We own and operate a livestock auction where I still work on weekends. I was in the legislature for 8 years. I left there to become a lobbyist. And now I do some contract lobby work and work for Career Tech.
Thank you, Ms. McNeil. Question for Ms. McNeil. President Randall.
Can you tell us how you learned about this position?
Yes, sir. I was contacted about getting a resume and told that there was the commission one was open, and read through the legislation and looked at it. And then I was contacted by the chief last week, I believe, and informed that I would be a nominee and I would vote tonight.
Thank you, Representative Randall. Any other questions for Ms. McNeil? Representative Hicks?
Thank you, Speaker. What's your background, or do you have any gaming knowledge as far as rules and regulations to gaming?
No, sir. Outside of just being a legislator at the state capitol and understanding legislation, I have no gaming experience.
Representative Hubbard?
Are you familiar with the Indian Regulatory Gaming Act?
Yes, sir. I just read it, and I have a learning curve, but have no doubt that I can meet that to your expectations.
Thank you, Representative Hubbard. Any other questions for Ms. McNeil? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
No.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasine Yohola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 2 against.
13 in favor, 2 against. That motion is adopted. Ms. McNeil, congratulations. Thank you very much for being here. Next item on the agenda, the other business. Any other business? Hearing none, next item on the agenda will be announcements. Any announcements from council? I have one announcement. Planning will start immediately following a session here. Entertained a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Representative Huff made a motion to adjourn. Adjourn. Seconded by Representative Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. This time I'd like to ask Representative Travis Scott to please give benediction.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord, and we just thank you for the many blessings that you brought to us. Father, we just ask for your mercy as you guide us in the future and the days to come. And our two nominees that just came, just give them the strength, Lord, and be the veteran for our tribe. We ask these in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Call to order Missouri Creek National Council Agenda Planning Session, June 26, 2018. The time is now 6:31 p.m. I'd like to ask Representative Rufus Scott to please give the invocation.
Father God, again, thank you for your blessings, Lord. We just ask that you be with us throughout the evening, Lord. Guide us and lead us in the decisions that we make for the nation, Lord, in the best interests of the nation, Lord. Just be with all our leaders and those who are here tonight, Lord. These things are in your name. Amen.
Amen. Roll call, second speaker, David Hill.
Speaker Lucian Tyke.
Present.
Representative Dale Beaver.
Present.
Representative Pete Beaver.
Present.
Representative Joyce Gibbs.
Present.
Representative Patrick Freeman.
Here.
Representative Johnny Green.
Present.
Representative Randall Hicks.
Present.
Representative Robert Huff.
Present.
Representative James Jennings.
Here.
Representative Adam Jones.
Here.
Representative Thomas Senior Osborne.
Present.
Representative Darrell Proctor.
Here.
Representative Mark Randolph.
Present.
Representative Rupert Scott.
Here.
Representative Travis Scott.
Here.
And whoever's here, speaker, you have 16 present, 0 absent.
16 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next item on the agenda will be the speaker's report. May 24th, met with Chief Floyd at Tulsa Mayor Bynum's office to discuss the City of Tulsa's 29 budget. Also, that same day on the 24th, met with the City of Bixby with Chief Floyd to discuss the South Tulsa Bridge project. On May 30th, met with Chief Floyd and the BOK in regards to the refinancing structure of the River Spirit. Also met with the election board, Chief Floyd and Chief Hawkins over the upcoming 2019 election. June 4th, met with the Chief in the Tulsa Chamber about the upcoming meeting with potential economic development partners. Same day also, Chief and I met with Jinx Mayor Wedman to discuss the South Tulsa Bridge project and some of the issues they may have with it on their side. June 21st, attended the first annual Muskoka Creek Nation Festival Scholars Forum. There were 7 scholars awarded, the 6 giving presentations. It was a very good presentation. They give you all the information on a certain subject and they have 5 minutes to do so. And it was very well put together for that program. Also attended a meeting on the 21st, the STEP program. Met at the River Spirit Casino. I was there from 11 to 1. There were representatives from Wetumpka Public Schools, Chickasaw Nation STEP, Cheyenne Arapaho STEP, the Executive Director for Tribal Education Department, National Assembly, was also in attendance. And that is all for my speaker's report. Next item on the agenda will be second speaker's report.
June 11th and 12th, Chief Floyd, Representative Darrell, and I attended a meeting in Alabama. Didn't go quite near as planned, but that'd be one meeting of many. June 15th and 16th, we did attend the Morris football camp that was put on by Jamel Holloway. Approximately had probably 50 attendance. Saturday, the Bristow football camp, they probably had 90 to 95 attendance, and a lot of the parents at both camps appreciated what Creek Nation did for the youth. On 22nd, attended the groundbreaking for Bristow Airport. Senator Inhofe was in attendance, gave a speech, and as well the commissioner and all the city council was appreciative of what Creek Nation does for their district. As well, Saturday, attended the Muskogee Historical Culture Foundation. In attendance was Joyce Deere, Rufus Scott, and Patrick Freeman. And also Chief gave a brief summary of all the projects that we're doing in the surrounding areas. Are there any? Was it speaking?
Thank you, Representative Hill. Next item on the agenda, the committee reports and announcements. Health, Education, and Welfare, Chairperson Johnny Green.
Thank you, Speaker. Health, Education, and Welfare met on June the 11th. The following went through with the Cincinnati, CR18-070-071, NCA18-072-085-086, 087, 089, and 090. Not as consideration, our next scheduled meeting date will be July the 9th at 2. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Green. Next item on the agenda, Land, Natural Resources, and Cultural Preservation, Chairman Darrell Proctor.
Speaker, we met in June of 2012, and this is the committee with the SBR, Land Index 017, 073, 075, 076, and CA1 Index 091. And also, we had a joint committee meetings tonight.
Repeat that, please, Director Brockman.
NCA 18-097.
Thank you.
Another joint committee with the Health Education and Welfare. This is NCA 18-098. And next committee date is July 8th.
Thank you, Representative Brockman. Business, Finance, and Justice, Chairman Robert Hutt.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We met the following was approved. First one was TR 18-077, TR 18-078, 080, 081, 082, and NCA 18-092, 93, 94, 95, 96, NCA 18-100, and 18-101. And the preferred legislation is approved for funding sources. Our next meeting date will be July 19th at 6:30. That's all.
Thank you, Representative Hutt. Next item on the agenda will be reports from ex officio. Representative Jennings. Representative W. Representative Travis Scott. Representative Hutt.
As you know, I think the last week I sent the financials that the gaming board presented to us. So I sent one directly to you through email, so that's fine.
Thank you, Representative Hutt. Any other reports? Ex officio. Next item on the agenda will be unfinished business. TR 18-008, a tribal resolution of the Scoey Creek Nation nominating Anna Clark to serve as a district trial court judge of the Civil District Trial Court Law Division of the Muscogee Creek Nation. It was postponed during April 28, 2018 quarterly session. We add to the agenda in numerical order. Also, NCA 18-078, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving the 2019 Indian Housing Plan was postponed during May 19, 2018 regular session. It will also be added to the agenda in numerical order. Also, we have next item on the agenda will be other business. We have a veto that will be read in the quarterly session agenda. It will be read. Any other business? Next item on the agenda will be announcements. Any announcements, Representative?
Internal affairs will meet tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Any other announcements from council? Hearing none, I take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Representative Hutt made a motion to adjourn. Second by Representative Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. This time I'd like to ask Representative Pete Beaver to please give a benediction.
Session that we had this past weekend. We also give special prayers to those who had damage. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.